The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible. And this week, we're going to discuss prepping for the future of Gen AI and SEO. Joining me is Chris Homer, who is the SEO manager at Intuit MailChimp, which empowers millions of customers around the world to start and grow their businesses with world-class marketing technology, award-winning customer support, and inspiring content. MailChimp puts data-backed recommendations at the heart of your marketing so you can find and engage customers across email, social media, landing pages, and advertising. Today, Chris and I are going to discuss using Gen AI and SEO to prep for the future.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not, because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay. Here's my conversation with Chris Homer, the SEO manager at Intuit MailChimp. Chris, welcome to the Voices of Search podcast.
Hi, Jordan. Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Yeah, so I'm excited about this topic. I mean, it's a hot topic, right? Generally speaking, AI is, I think, on the forefront of everyone's minds these days. But before we get into the depths of our conversation today, tell us a little bit about yourself, your role at Intuit, and kind of your background with SEO and maybe even using AI.
Yeah, sure. My name is Chris Homer. I am the SEO manager at Intuit MailChimp, based in Atlanta, Georgia, where I live with my wife and my three-year-old son.
Awesome.
So work mainly on the MailChimp brand, specifically on their marketing team, and really with the help of our international SEO manager and a couple other teammates. We have an SEO analyst as well. Just kind of manage the overall SEO strategy for across MailChimp.com.
Awesome. That's great. And, with respect to, MailChimp in particular, and obviously the use of email, this is a space in and of itself that's been evolving really fast with AI. So I get the sense that you get exposed to AI from how the company is trying to leverage it within a product and product experience, but then also how you want to use it from a marketing growth and acquisition channel. Is that right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, if you look at MailChimp, we've added a lot of, Gen AI tools embedded within, the app. So, all that exposure, within a marketing tool as a marketer, obviously gets you, really excited and really gets you thinking about Gen AI for sure.
No doubt. Awesome. So in terms of our topic today and where Gen AI is going for SEO and where the future holds, let's do a little bit of a recap, right? It's been a really fast year for generative AI, 2023. Here we are recording here in early January 2024, but 2023 was just an acceleration year, right? We have a project that we work on that's in the generative AI image space. And we were talking with some of the founders there, and the search terms related to things like AI image background or AI, you know, editing, image editing, they've gone from like 3 to 200 searches per month at the end of 2022 to millions of searches per month at the end of 2023. So it's just exponential. It's like bonkers kinds of growth in terms of how consumers are looking for these things. But obviously, we're here to talk about it from the SEO lens. I'd love to hear, Chris, your point of view on what the past has been, what we've been seeing and hearing before we go into where this is going.
Yeah, so, you know, I think when Gen AI, you know, first arrived, I think there's a lot of fear from SEOs that, like, especially people that work with a lot of content, as I do, that, you know, it's going to take my job. Especially, you know, I think a lot of copywriters are definitely concerned too.
Right.
You know, I think what we've found as people have experimented with, you know, drafting fully AI, you know, written content is that it still struggles from a uniqueness factor, right? You know, I think maybe for certain industries, it's great. Like I think, you know, Market Watch is a site that leverages it for, you know, just like quick stock updates. And, you know, I think it works fine for something like that. But, you know, for instance, you know, like MailChimp, we're writing about really, you know, in-depth marketing topics, you know, a lot of leveraging different formulas and things like that. So there's also, you know, the trust factor where, you know, I don't fully trust Gen AI yet, because we've seen instances where information in Gen AI articles, you know, just isn't correct. So, you know, I think that's kind of like the initial reaction people have had to it. But I think as time has gone on, we've kind of discovered, you know, me and my team at least have discovered kind of different ways that you can definitely, you know, leverage it to kind of supplement what you're already doing without sort of kind of reinventing the wheel. So, you know, I don't think, you know, I'm not here to tell you that Gen AI is going to take any SEO's job. I don't think that's the case. But I do think that you need to spend some time investing in some skills, because, you know, I think people that have those skills are going to leave the people that don't have those skills kind of behind as time goes on. So,
yeah, 100%. And I fully agree. If we look at the past year, there's been a lot of fear. There's also been a tremendous amount of exposure to the, I'd say, maybe weaknesses or vulnerabilities that exist within the technology and how it really can function to provide a true, genuine, and complete experience or set of information. It lacks many of those components without human governance and influence. So, you know, with that said, though, I do think that it's here to stay. I think we can all agree on that piece. It's not going to go anywhere. But more importantly, I think that we've all come to acknowledge that there has to be a process or a way by which we can leverage this tool. And so just thinking about that, what are some of the efforts or implementations that you and your team have taken to better control or ensure that the outputs in leveraging this technology reach the expectations and needs of customers like Intuit's?
Yeah, so, you know, I think continuous training of your AI model is essential, especially if you're trying to generate content that's, you know, within your brand voice. So, you know, we've experimented with, you know, selecting, you know, our best performing articles in search and have had a lot of success with saying, you know, craft, you know, the brand voice similar to what you see in these, you know, articles that have performed, that were actually written by people that have performed very well for us in search. And I think what we've been very successful at is we've discovered it definitely will give you a very solid outline that really speeds up the workflow. You can quickly pass that outline over to, you know, we work with an outside agency for most of our content. So quickly, just being able to kind of produce those things on the fly, especially if you're trying to do things at scale like we are, where, you know, we're publishing 100 to 200, you know, blog articles, you know, on a monthly basis.
Wow.
So looking for ways to scale that is essential. And, you know, I think there's a lot of AI technologies that have been just really great at the whole, like, you know, SEO briefing part of the job in general.
Right.
So, you know, if you're not leveraging that, I think, you know, it's time to definitely start doing that. And then I think beyond that, there's even other AI tools that are less, you know, like I think less gen AI, but are still have becoming more and more essential, just considering the way, you know, Google is viewing content now with like topical authority and all that. You know, we leverage NLP tools, natural language processing tools, which, you know, for us have been absolutely essential for just identifying, you know, when we're writing a piece of content, not only just identifying target keywords, but also identifying all the other semantically related topics that we're going to need to really be sure is, you know, included in all our content, you know, in this piece of content,
right?
In order for us to rank. And I think that just goes to the point where like AI is already kind of here.
Yes.
Right. Like,
yeah,
the Gen AI is a little bit more powerful than things like that. But once you've like already kind of leveraged those into your workflow, you know, it just becomes easier and easier to kind of find more ways to keep using it as well.
Right. And, you know, I think one of the things that probably for a lot of our listeners and to your examples and experiences around the use of AI is that, you know, AI has been around for quite a while, just AI, right? Artificial intelligence and the use of it's been used by the military for more than 2 to 3 decades at this point. And AI as a concept actually is a broader theme that encapsulates tons of different ways in which you can create specific tasks or predefined rules to automate work, right? And then beneath that is machine learning. And we've been talking about machine learning for like about a decade or so now. And machine learning is really the ability to process a lot more of that data. And then within that function, you have concepts like deep learning, which is really what, you know, is the process by which we get to what we have today, which is generative AI, which is deep learning allows artificial intelligence to create concepts like neural networks or allows it to develop CNNs and other entities that allow us to then leverage technology like generative AI. And generative AI is essentially the function of creating new content, new data, new processes, new images, things that you couldn't create before. It is in theory leading us to this point, which you brought in the beginning, to this place where it can do something creative, something that hasn't been seen before or known before. Now that's tricky, right? Because you have to do that within certain quality rules or certain use cases or customer expectations. That's where it gets ridiculously hard and challenging to actually use Gen AI correctly, which is, I hope, a really good segue to where's the future going with this stuff? And how is the future, not just of generative AI, where is that going? But I will ask you a follow-on question in terms of how it will relate back to SEO.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
Yeah, I mean, I think the model's obviously only going to keep getting smarter. So I do think we're going to reach a time where I do think that the AI will, you know, have the level of creativity where it is going to, you know, be able to generate content that you are quite comfortable with, that, you know, like I said, feels on brand, feels unique. But my concern is that the Gen AI model has to learn from somewhere, right? So if we're all just, you know, if we're all just publishing Gen AI generated content and the SERP is just full of essentially, you know, the top five article, all they're using the same, like, you know, framework or the same, even, you know, I've even seen instances even to date where, you know, you look at the SERP and like the top two ranking articles are literally like the same paragraph, like almost word for word. Mm-hmm. So I do think it definitely brings challenges, like, for just SEO and search as an industry, particularly, you know, on the big guys like Google. You know, how is Google going to view duplicate content? And it, like, how are we going to prevent duplicate content? How are we going to prevent these models from just like literally cannibalizing each other? And, you know, I don't know if I have an answer for that for you today. But I do feel like you'll see Gen AI just built more and more into just your day-to-day SEO tool set. You know, we've seen how effective it is at keyword clustering, things like that, mm-hmm. you know, generating topic relevancy or just, you know, topic clustering. You know, you can even, you know, do some topic mapping and things like that with it. So, you know, I expect that it'll become more and more part of your workflow just because the tools that you use as an SEO, that stuff's just going to be more and more baked in. And, you know, like I said, I think the challenge on us is finding ways to leverage it to definitely improve your workflow and, you know, speed, you know, delivery to client and all those great things. But at the same time, maintaining that level of creativity, I think that's a huge challenge, to be quite honest with you.
100%. It's a massive challenge. And you bring up some really interesting concepts as you're sharing this information about where the future is going, right? And I think one of the most important foundationally is first party data. If you have data that you're feeding into the AI, you have leverage. You have an advantage over everyone else because everyone else is just making cookie cutter, right? Everyone else is just using, oh, it's amazing that OpenAI has been scraping the internet for stuff. Lovely. You've been training off of the internet. So have the rest of us.
Yep.
And so now what? What's unique about that? There's nothing unique about that, right? But if you have data that the internet doesn't have, which every company does, whether it be financial data, personal data, user data, there's tons of data that the internet has not publicly made available. If you have that, now you actually have something that you can train and iterate and develop that creates uniqueness and value add to everyone, right? And I think that's the most important thing in terms of the future. I think you nailed it with where that's going in terms of having that first party data to train AI. Now, what about an SEO? I mean, what are your thoughts there, Chris? I mean, specifically, kind of curious to get your perspective on the kind of the form and function of AI and SEO, right? Content creation, image generation, workflows, like you mentioned many of them, like keyword research or topic clustering. Like in terms of the function, how will the future evolve there with the use of AI?
Yeah, well, I think one of the current challenges a lot of content teams have right now when it comes to SEO is, you know, you can write some fantastic content, write a great article, you know, write 5,000 words, be super in depth, but you didn't get assigned any design resources. So, you know, you can't generate infographics. You can't generate linkable assets, say like, you know, a calculator or, you know, something like that. And Gen AI really opens the door for, I think, any team to be able to just create these assets on the fly. It can do like even simple like JavaScript. So you can even have like some functionality with that. So I expect that we'll see, you know, content is already very in-depth just because of the demands of Google, but I expect that we'll see content start to become more interactive and a lot just more in that vein where just because Gen AI has now given us the ability where we used to have to, you know, bring an engineer and used to have to bring a designer and used to have to, you know, bring all these, you know, separate teams in. And, you know, I think there's a huge opportunity for being able to, you know, kind of supplement a lot of your content. It might be content you already have on your site is the really exciting part as well. Like, you know, if you're looking to go refresh content, what could really set you off and, you know, from the competition, maybe some of these things.
Right.
So yeah, I just see that. I think that, you know, a lot of the content you see ranking in Google will become less, you know, kind of long form blog posts, but more long form blog posts mixed with like interactivity, things that have interactive elements. So that's where I see it fitting into workflows as well. Like I said, I just because you can train it, even if you have some first party data, like I still think you should strive for uniqueness in your content. So what else can you do to really, you know, beyond just, you know, writing articles, what can you add to your articles that is, you know, enticing from a backlinking perspective? And like, I think Gen AI does all that stuff really well. And it's easy for, like I said, anybody to do it. Just get in there and play around with some prompts and watch a YouTube video, you know, and and you'll be going in like 20 minutes.
That's awesome. I think your examples are spot on. And there's a lot of great components to that. The interactivity and creating utility, right? I think that's the biggest missing piece that a lot of us forget. It's not just about pumping out thousands of articles, but they have to be useful and impactful. You know, kind of a last question here for you, because this is where things kind of get into the intersection of, hey, this is the future. This is where things are going in terms of how we develop and form useful things, experiences, content, images, what have you, on our site, and what Google is doing with it, right? Where what we see more and more, not just out of SGE, but in general around the existing SERP, the SERP that we all experience in Google, is that we're getting to more and more of a confined search experience where there's more visibility to an answer box or a summary or certain features or experiences like carousels or product ads that really consume the lion's share of the user's experience, right? Or willingness to experience, right? A lot of people aren't going to scroll to the bottom of you know, the page and click on number 9. So how do we think about that intersection of how we use this technology to make our websites more impactful, move faster, and create more useful experiences, and how Google is evolving and changing the SERP?
Yeah, you know, I think it's very interesting because I think I saw a study recently where, you know, I forget, don't quote me on this, but I think it was something like 86% of the results delivered by SGE are different from the top 10 organic results.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So I think to your point, if you're able to train your model with first party data, you're able to have a little bit more uniqueness, right? And I think the way people will really use, you know, the gen features in Google will be, you know, more question based, similar to how they already use Google Assistant in their home. So I think if you're positioning your content in a way to really answer those questions, then I think, you know, you have a shot at being in those AI kind of search results. But I honestly, you know, I feel like we don't have enough like data yet on the experience to really, you know, make any big calls for the future. So I'm not quite sure what comes next there, but you know, it'll be interesting to see if the experience is rolled out across the board, because you know, right now it's still very much like an opt-in sort of experience. So
true.
You know, I'll be interested to see how things evolve, and we'll definitely be watching that.
100%. That's a great place for us to wrap up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. Big thank you to Chris Homer, SEO manager at Intuit MailChimp, for joining us. If you'd like to contact Chris, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or visit his company website, MailChimp.com.
Okay. Thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, A-H-R-E-F-S.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.